This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, I'm just texting one of my buddies to ask him if he's okay. I know he lives in the suburbs of Boston, and there is a gas line horror going on in Boston, Massachusetts. Multiple people injured, more than 50 properties explode in flames in three Boston suburbs. Firefighters battling up to 100 fires in a gas main meltdown. Everyone with gas in their home or their office has been told to evacuate their buildings immediately. No one knows what the hell's going on, but it's some bad stuff. It doesn't look like it's got anything to do with anything like terrorism. It's some sort of just gas line meltdown, but I don't know how that would happen. Yeah, I don't know how that would happen, though. It's so strange. My board op, Chris, says gas line pressure issue, but how do you have 100 places, 100 fires at once, and people just running for their lives? I don't know. They're urging residents to leave their homes. At least one home's been demolished. This is going on in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover, Massachusetts. And liberal or not, we wish only the best to all our friends there. We want you to be safe and sound and out of trouble. So we're wishing you the best and saying prayers for you. Some of the news of the day will be up in a second. I did want to mention our great sponsor of this show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau Studios. They are the main title sponsor of the show. They've got a new product out. It is called the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. I'm honored. It's named after me. It includes 100 American Silver Eagles. That's perfect, by the way, because I'm Mr. All-American. I am the American Dream. So 100 Silver American Eagle Coins is aptly named after Wayne Root. Uncirculated condition. I believe they always say brilliant uncirculated condition. Fresh from the U.S. Mint. All the coins are investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost. And that includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box will hold up to 500 coins. So if you already have coins in your collection, this will hold the whole collection. If this is your first 100 coins, then you can look forward to holding another 400 more. Order online at usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root, or give them a call right now, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Very, very special people at the U.S. Gold Bureau because they run the Texas Bullion Depository, the only Fort Knox in the United States of America outside of Fort Knox itself. The only state that has a Fort Knox of its own is Texas. And interestingly, tellingly, they chose U.S. Gold Bureau and their parent company to run the actual Texas Bullion Depository. So if you've ever thought about calling a gold company, there's credibility and there's a great offer. U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. All right, some things in the news. John Kerry held meetings with Iran and advised them to wait out the Trump presidency. Now, what if I told you that Donald Trump was not president, Obama was president, and Donald Trump was at foreign countries meeting with their leaders and telling them to wait out Obama because he'll be gone soon? Can you even imagine if I told you something like that? Isn't it called being a traitor? Isn't that treason? He has no right. No one's given him the right to negotiate on behalf of the United States of America. He has no title. He's not a member of Trump's team. He's not a member of anybody's team. But he seems to be a member of Iran's team. How weird is that? I think he should be tried for treason. I think you should pick him up and arrest John Kerry right now. He's a former Secretary of State. He's a failed Democrat presidential candidate. He's been trying to salvage Obama's awful Iran deal, which was his Iran deal. He was the chief negotiator. And so he's holding meetings in Iran with no permission and no designation from the Trump administration or the President of the United States. Who elected John Kerry? Tell me. It's called shadow diplomacy. You're not allowed to do that. To me, it's a crime. I think it's a crime. He's being slammed for conducting shadow diplomacy with Iran after admitting to multiple meetings with Iranian officials behind the backs of the Trump administration over the scrap nuclear deal. An administration official on Thursday told Fox News Kerry's meetings are shameful, pointing out what Iranian-backed militias are doing to kill and injure people in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. Other Republicans suggest it may not even be legal. John Kerry's giving out advice to Iran about how to maneuver around what Donald Trump is doing to them. It's insidious, said Ari Fleischer, the former White House press secretary for George W. Bush. I don't know if it's legal or illegal. I don't care about that side of it. It's wrong. Later Wednesday, during an appearance on Fox News, Kerry did not deny the suggestion. He's telling the Iranians to wait out Trump until there's a Democratic president again. I think everybody in the world is talking about waiting out President Trump, he said. Can you imagine the nerve of this creep, this traitor? As Fleischer, Ari Fleischer, points out, Kerry had no business doing this. If John Kerry's giving out advice to Iran, this is a tweet from Ari Fleischer, about how to maneuver around what Donald Trump is doing, it is insidious, he said. Michael Rubin of the Washington Examiner says Kerry deserves jail for secret Iran diplomacy. In a radio interview with Hugh Hewitt, former Secretary of State John Kerry admitted he's been working behind the scenes to salvage the Iran nuclear deal. What I've done is tried to elicit from him what Iran might be willing to do in order to change the dynamic in the Middle East for the better, said Kerry. He explained about his back-channel talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. And it's not a one-time deal. He says, I think I've seen him 3 or 4 times. He acknowledged that his talks were occurring without the Trump administration's approval. Perhaps Kerry believes he is not violating the Logan Act of 1799, which states that, quote, any citizen of the United States, wherever he may be, who without authority of the United States, directly or indirectly, commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof in relation to any disputes or controversies within the United States or to defeat the measures of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. What would have happened if someone from the Trump administration decided to go around Obama if Trump was president first and then Obama? Or what if someone from the Bush administration had gone around Obama? I guarantee you that Obama's people would be trying to send him to jail. I mean, they tried to send Trump to jail, and what did he do? Nothing. He had sex 10 years ago, maybe, with a couple of chicks 10 years ago, maybe, with a couple of Playboy playmates. And they want to put him in jail for that 10 years before he was president. Nikki Haley condemns John Kerry for undermining the Trump policy. And she says the administration is suffocating Iran. Nikki Haley did not hold back when Brett Baer asked her about the former Secretary of State John Kerry undermining Trump administration. Haley spoke with Baer. Baer asked what's next for President Trump's Iran policy, specifically allegations that John Kerry is trying to undermine that policy. Haley said about Kerry, Iran is absolutely the spoiler in Syria. We see they're trying to be a threat to Israel. They're creating proxy wars all over the Middle East. That's all the reason we got out of the Iran deal. We put sanctions back on them. We're going to really hit their oil. We're going to hit their foreign banks. They're really going to start to feel it. I think at the end of the day, what you're seeing is nothing is going to fix Iran until Iran fixes itself. Baer asked about Kerry reportedly telling the Iranians to wait this president out. And Haley said, Nikki Haley, they can wait him out, but this president is what saved us with this policy. Iran's feeling the pain. They feel weak. We're suffocating them to the point they have to address ballistic missiles. They have to address their support on terrorism. Haley said the administration is concerned with the Iranian people, but at the end of the day, we can't allow them to have any nuclear program. Just more proving that Democrats are mentally ill people. Mentally ill. Who think they can get away with anything because of the A, their Trump derangement syndrome, and B, because the media is on their side and nobody reports what they do. Here's how crazy they are. Here's how mentally deranged they are. Nevada sociology professor shoots himself to protest Trump. An anti-Trump sociology professor at the College of Southern Nevada, so that's right here in Las Vegas, where I do my show, shot himself on campus last month as a way to protest the president. Mark Byrd, 69, was found bloodied outside a bathroom in the Charleston campus K building with a self-inflicted gunshot wound on August 28th. Inside the bathroom was a .22 caliber handgun he used. Byrd left a $100 bill taped to the bathroom mirror with a note that read, "For the janitor," whatever the hell that means. I guess he knew he was making the bathroom dirty, so he's paying the janitor $100. Again, liberals are such thoughtful people. They're so sweet. They're sweet and thoughtful and generous. And God, they give a $100 bill to the janitor when they have mental illness and they know they're going to shoot themselves and create some blood. All these Trump derangement nutcases. One college employee was holding Byrd's hand while trying to calm him. In the moments after the shooting, told investigators that Byrd said he wanted to protest Trump. That's Trump derangement syndrome. And how about this one? Is this Trump derangement syndrome? Violent leftists threaten to rape Susan Collins, Republican Senator of Maine's staffer, and they send Susan Collins over 3,000 coat hangers in the mail, which symbolize the fact that they believe that if she votes for Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh will take away a woman's right to choose, they'll ban abortion, and women will have to use hangers in a back alley. So they've sent 3,000 hangers to Susan Collins while they're calling her staffer and threatening to violently rape her. That's nice, right? I just said the liberals were nice people. I mean, they carry guns at the bathrooms at colleges and shoot themselves, but at least he was nice enough not to shoot anybody else. And he didn't rape anybody. That's a start. He didn't try and rape Susan Collins or her staff because they're merely going to vote for a guy who might someday vote against abortion. Trump derangement syndrome. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
If you like this show on radio, you'll love it on TV. I'm promising you'll love it. We are going wild on Newsmax TV, number one show on Newsmax. We've got Bill O'Reilly three nights a week. Matter of fact, we got Bill O'Reilly tonight, the number one most popular cable news guy in the world, 16 years in a row. He's on my show now with his comeback. And there's an easy way to get Newsmax if you don't already have it, if you don't have DirecTV. Channel 349, Dish TV, Channel 216, or some of the cable channels that carry us around the country, or cable systems that carry us, Fios, UVerse. I believe Time Warner carries us. But if your local cable carrier does not carry us, your local cable system doesn't carry us, then guess what? Then you better call this toll-free number, 844-500-6397. Newsmax will connect you directly to your cable system, and you tell them, I want my Newsmax TV so I can watch my favorite host, Wayne Root, or I will switch to DirecTV or Dish. There are choices in this world, and I'm going to make a choice and move away from you. Pick up Newsmax or else, 844-500-6397. All right, we're going to go straight to my great friend Lee Elsie from WJJF-FM in New London, Connecticut, which is not far away from what's happening in Boston right now. Massive bunch of explosions. I think 100 homes have fires as we speak. No one is quite sure what the hell is going on. Some sort of a gas main meltdown. Lee Elsie, tell us what is going on close to your home.
Hey, Wayne, how are you? And yeah, you know, it's funny. I was trying, I've been trying for the last hour and a half to get more information on this, and it just doesn't seem like the national news networks want to put anything out. I made a bunch of phone calls to some friends of mine who work in that market, and really not much more than what you see on the websites. But I don't know. I tell you, the first thing I thought of, Wayne, the very first thing I thought of is terrorism. Now, they didn't say that. The FBI is on the scene. The FBI is always going to be on the scene when there are explosions. But still, it's just, this is probably the strangest scenario with gas line leaks that I've ever seen. I mean, you've got these random homes that are just blowing up all over the place in Massachusetts. It's insane.
And so you don't know anything more than we know? I mean, all they're saying is that the homes are on fire, but no one's saying why?
Well, basically what you got is they're saying the issue is supposedly related to a high-pressure gas main leak. Now, I don't know how gas mains work necessarily into each home, but that seems far-fetched to me that it would work like that. But they're telling people, don't turn on anything electric. Don't create any kind of spark. And obviously, if you smell smoke in a gas in your house, get out of there as soon as you can.
But can I ask a question, though, about the makeup of, like, most of this is happening around Lawrence, Massachusetts. What kind of town is Lawrence? Is that working class, blue collar, wealthy, upscale, college town? What is Lawrence, Massachusetts?
As far as I know, Lawrence is more of a blue collar town. The surrounding areas, actually, Lowell, et cetera, are that blue, certainly like that blue collar type of a town, 100%. You know, you've got those folks who go to work, lunch pail kind of people every single day. So not really necessarily an affluent town. And I was watching some of the CBS, the Boston CBS news feed just a couple minutes ago, and they were showing random houses on fire. Like one house would be on fire, then three houses down, another house would be on fire. And then they had a live video of a house with the front windows just blowing out as they were reporting on it. The mayor was on the scene telling everybody, smell gas, the whole nine yards. Come outside. First thing you got to do is don't come outside. But I've never seen anything like this ever. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Where are these towns located, you know, around Boston? In other words, I live in Henderson, which is kind of part of Las Vegas. Is Lawrence part of Boston or it's a suburb of Boston?
No, it's not. It's more south. And then there's, I can't give you an exact distance. I know Lowell, I've actually played in a number of baseball tournaments in Lowell. That is, you know, it's not necessarily close to Boston. We're not talking like right on the outside. You know, you're talking about probably a half hour, 45-minute drive.
Yes, it's got to be just a pipeline. There's no terrorist that cares about a suburb, you know, that's outside of Boston. It's like they wouldn't blow up Westchester where I come from. They wouldn't care about Mount Vernon or New Rochelle. They care about the Big Apple, New York City, or Boston, or Philly. But they're not going to, you know, blow up Main Line. I think the fact that it's a suburb, especially a blue-collar one, you know, not like Harvard. If they'd blown up Cambridge, maybe you'd think, you know, that's a famous name. But they're not going to get the big kudos off that name. So my guess is it really is some sort of a pipe, gas pipe explosion problem with pressure in some old pipe, I guess.
But yeah, but you know, this shows you where our mind goes when we're striking terrorism. You know what I mean?
Of course. Well, that was my first thought, too. But, you know, the more I see it now, the more I think it's just pressure in a pipe. But it's bad stuff. You know, 100 houses are on fire, according to the latest news reports. That's amazing. Houses, buildings. Hey, Lee Elsie, thanks for being Lee on the spot for us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Wayne.
Get that instead of Johnny on the spot. He's Lee on the spot. Thank you, Lee, from WJJF-FM, our affiliate in New London, Connecticut, and Montauk, Long Island, New York. I was just there for a big event. They treated me just wonderful. Great people. Great people. Hello, WJJF. Hi to all of you in Connecticut and Long Island, New York. We'll be right back. War Now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
War Now!
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is bearing down on the Carolinas by pounding the coast with driving rain and powerful waves. The storm was downgraded from a Category 4 to a Category 2 storm. Nonetheless, many people have evacuated, but not Richard Cook. He explains why to Fox News.
Been through storms. I've left here and I went home inland, and it'd be worse there. So this is my life. This is what I want to do, and it's my decision. This is my home, and this is where I want to stay.
The budget deficit widened to $898 billion in the first 11 months through August, exceeding the CBO's forecast for the first full fiscal year under President Trump. The total debt load for the United States is $21.5 trillion. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 147 points to close the day at 26,145. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. When you see the fires and explosions and in the Boston suburbs, when you see Hurricane Florence heading for North Carolina, you realize your health is the most important thing in the world. You got to take care of yourself. When you do get sick, you better have someone who's there to pay some of the bills, and that's Liberty HealthShare. They are a Christian health sharing organization. They are not health insurance per se, but that's good because I don't want health insurance anymore. You know, I had it with Aetna, and it was $2,000 a month, and it paid for nothing. And by the way, when I do the math, $2,000 a month is $24,000 a year, but it paid for nothing. It was always another $1,000 in bills because I have a family of six. So, you know, it was really $3,000 a month. So that's $36,000 a year. That's before taxes. That's really $72,000 a year. The first $72,000 you make, $36,000 goes to taxes and $36,000 goes to take care of your family. That's horrible. There's no money left. Most people, you know, if you're good, you make $100,000 a year. How could you possibly pay the first 70-something to health insurance? It doesn't, the math doesn't add up. So I switched to Liberty HealthShare, and they only charged me $440 and change. What a big difference. It saved me $18,000 the first year and $18,000 the second year. That's $36,000 combined. Could you use an extra $36,000? I've got my kids on it. I'm on it. What does that tell you? I believe in it. Do it today. Change. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did it. My family did it. You can do it. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Libertyhealthshare.org. Make that call. 855-58-LIBERTY. All right, on to that topic of insane liberals. We'll stick with that topic because there are a lot of them out there. And there's you didn't tell me that. Looking on the line is a blank. There's a blank thing on the screen. I had no idea what it represented. You got to write on there. Who's on, man? All right, I didn't have my sheet in front of me, and I did not think about the fact that we have the lovely Megan Barth waiting online. She's usually here in person, but she's up in Lake Tahoe, I guess. And so we've got her on the line. Website ReaganBabe.com. MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, welcome to the show.
You forgot about me. It's our Thursday Thoughts with Wayne Allen and Megan Barth. Yes.
Well, normally you're there at 4:20 and you're there live and in person. That's what we're doing.
I know. A couple more weeks.
On the phone, you're just another phone guest. I need to see your beauty in person, see? That's the problem. Are you up in Lake Tahoe? Are you in the Tahoe area?
Yes.
And how is it up there? Beautiful?
It is beautiful. It's getting a little chilly, and I have some good news to report. Because of the California fires, something good has come out of it, actually. That people up here, especially the Californians that were screaming at us cutting down trees for defensible space, are now all for defensible space and proper forest management.
Well, tell me what you mean by that, though. Just a few people you've run into? I mean, where do you get it that they're for that now?
Well, we, you know, buy and flip homes, remodel homes, both my mom and I, and done it for years. And as we started cutting down trees in on one of our properties, one of the liberal lunatics on the left, of course, came out of his house and started screaming and waving his hands, called the tree company 25 times, started a social media crusade against the female-owned company, sent threatening letters and threatening messages, and tried to destroy the woman's company on social media because we were cutting down a total of 5 trees. And these 5 trees were all a part of what is called defensible space. And so when you live in an area with a lot of trees like Lake Tahoe, you have the right, according to the law and according to the forest department, to clear out trees within 30 feet of your structure. So that's exactly what we were doing. Well, now that most of our members of our HOA, because there were some people that were against the removal of trees and then some people that were for the removal of trees, well, now everybody's on board and wants to remove the trees.
All right, well, that's good. But again, you know, you're in a probably upscale development, and I'm sure when you get into Northern California, far away from Tahoe, you know, and of course, the rest of California, about San Francisco, Sacramento, the heart of liberalism, I'm sure none of them have changed a single opinion. So, you know, a few common sense people up your way, but I doubt much has changed in the heart of California liberaldom. Megan Barth, I think the big issue of the day for us to discuss is this Brett Kavanaugh hit by an 11th hour mystery letter about someone who won't even give her name, wants to remain anonymous, and says he was a bad boy in high school. I mean, this is the most laughable joke travesty I've ever heard in my entire life, right?
Absolutely. And even Mark Meadows came out and said basically, oh, let me get this straight. So something from, you know, 30 years ago from an anonymous person who isn't coming forward is something we're supposed to believe. And this is your typical tactic of the left, Wayne. This is what they try to do to really many conservative judges in the past, or nominees in the past, or even Republican candidates. They try to dredge up these old accusations and paint them into a profile of Bill Clinton. And so Kavanaugh, who went to an all-boys high school, now all of a sudden has an accuser from 30-plus years ago that will not come forward. And Dianne Feinstein supposedly had been sitting on this evidence, or alleged evidence, and then, of course, handed it over to a top Me Too attorney. I guess now there are Me Too attorneys. And she is from D.C. She is well known. She is supposedly representing this alleged victim.
I just wonder why, like, this is going to, it seems to me it's already turned out to be a big nothing. Everyone knows it's a joke, and they're all laughing at it, and the FBI refuses to investigate, so it's over. It's already over, and he'll be nominated to the Supreme Court. He'll be approved. I don't know what the right word is. I don't know. After you've been nominated, what do you call it when you actually win?
Confirmed.
Approval? What's the... Affirmed.
Confirmed.
He'll be affirmed.
Confirmed.
But nobody treated Judge Roy Moore that way. I wonder why. With Judge Roy Moore, it was accusations from 40 years ago, and it kind of stuck. I mean, let's face it. People believed he was weird, I guess, because he looked kind of weird. There was something about him that seemed a little off, and his responses were a little bit off to the whole thing. And so it kind of stuck, even though there were no witnesses and no proof, concrete proof from that either. This guy looks like Mr. All-American, and he's got a wife, and he's got the beautiful kids, and he coaches the girls' basketball team, and he just looks like a Boy Scout. And so I guess this one didn't stick. If he looked a little weird like Roy Moore did, I guess it would have stuck. I mean, to me, that's the only plausible answer I come up with, because they certainly character assassinated Roy Moore with just as little proof as you're having with this guy.
Well, right. And then also, you know, the FBI had already thoroughly and repeatedly vetted Judge Kavanaugh, dating all the way back to 93, because of his roles within and outside of the White House. So, you know, the type of clearance that he had, et cetera, already went through FBI scrutiny and investigation. And so, again, this is a last-minute tactic to character assassinate a good standing judge. And many of these Democrats, let's not forget, Wayne, many of these Democrats voted on him for the federal bench. And now all of a sudden they're coming out against him. And why is that? Because we will forever, or for at least another generation, have taken over the majority of the Supreme Court, which means we will have Federalists and Originalists seated on the Supreme Court, and the Democrats can no longer use the court as an activist court or turn the court into the Ninth Circuit of California.
Right. I mean, there's no question why this is happening. They're just completely desperate. And that was what the White House said today. They're just completely desperate. They don't know what else to do. They've pulled out all stops, and you can't stop them. I thought the funniest one wasn't even this one, where some, you know, vague, anonymous person from high school says something and expects you to believe it. The funniest one was Booker, Cory Booker, when he, you know, he started screaming that he had the goods. And he didn't really have the goods because they were released the night before, so it wasn't even illegal for him to scream that he had the goods, and he was releasing confidential information. But the goods that he was releasing did not prove that Kavanaugh was a racist. When I read the article, he actually had much more restraint than I would have had, right? It was right after 9/11, and they were worried about who was getting on airplanes, and there was no law in place to actually decide how you would screen somebody or how you would, possibly identify somebody. And so he was actually erring on the side of caution. I would have said, hey, what's the big deal? If someone looks like a terrorist, if someone is Muslim, then give them a little extra scrutiny. No one's hurting them. You're not hurting them into internment camps. Just search them twice and make sure they're not carrying, you know, box cutters or a bomb on the plane. That's what I would have said, and I think that's reasonable. He was beyond that. He was actually quite liberal. He was like, I don't think we should do it. And so how is that like big news by Cory Booker? Explain to me what was racist about that.
Well, it was all political theater, and I guess Cory Booker, as many Democrats, believe that the past is simply what they say it is, and all of their words and all of the evidence simply doesn't exist. But you're right. Judge Kavanaugh was against what they call racial profiling. And so the liberals, of course, are against racial profiling. Israel actually does it and does it quite well, and that's why they are, you know, one of the safest and secured airports. But I don't
and airlines, El Al. There's never
right.
been a terrorist incident at El Al.
Right.
Hey,
exactly.
Megan, we're going to a quick break. Hang with us. We'll take you on the other side of the break. It also depends on what your definition of racial profiling is. I mean, police stop black people in black neighborhoods in New York City because it was a black neighborhood. You're not racially profiling because you stop black people in a black neighborhood. But it just so happened they were high-crime neighborhoods. So you stop anyone in a high-crime neighborhood, and it happens to be a black neighborhood. Most of them will be black. They called that racism. When they did it, there was no crime at all. Now that they've stopped doing crime, has skyrocketed under a extreme leftist mayor, de Blasio, in New York. So racial profiling wasn't racial profiling. It was just common sense. In a high-crime neighborhood, you stop anybody in a high-crime neighborhood, and it happens to be a black neighborhood, most of them will be black. How's that racial profiling? All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. We'll be back with Megan Barth in just a second. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK. 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 That's 844-972-BACK.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Synergenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love Synergenics because Synergenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. It's all about defying aging, and they did it for me. They've got me on this amazing diet and exercise program. I've lost 10 pounds, and I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I love the food, and I've lost weight even though I'm working out about half as much as I used to work out. I used to brag on this show, all of you are a witness, that I work out 2 hours a day every day. Well, I don't have to do that anymore. I work out a half hour to 45 minutes every day, once in a while an hour, just because I like to watch the end of a TV show. But other than that, most of the time, a half hour to 45 minutes, and that frees up, say, an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and a half that I used to spend on in the gym that I could work more and make more money. So what they've done for me is amazing on every end, every single way. It's been fantastic. For your free, no-obligation consultation with Synergenics, call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older, go to Younger, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Synergenics.com, C-E-N-E. Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synergenics. Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio, coming up Newsmax TV. Right now we've got Megan Barth. Megan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Leaked video. I thought the biggest news story yesterday, and again, none of this is covered by the mainstream media. You only get it on my show or, you know, Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage or Sean Hannity, but you don't get it in the mainstream media. A leaked video shows the Google co-founders saying terrible things about Trump voters, calling us terrible names, and basically admitting that they tried to fix the election. Why is that okay? It's just amazing. Forget about Russian collusion. It's not important. It was so minor. There was $100,000 spent by Russia on social media. These guys control the entire social media of the United States of America, and they absolutely admitted, the gal who's in charge of diversity for Google admitted she tried to send more Hispanics to the polls in battleground states all over the United States, and she was in shock that many of them voted for Trump. She thought she was fixing the election. To me, that's a crime, Megan. I don't know how this is not fraud of some kind.
Well, and I don't understand why it's not basically front page news, but when you look at how Google also colludes with the media and the media colludes with Democrats, then you look at how much money Google spends on lobbying and how they've lined the pockets of many Democrats, they are literally getting away with influencing elections. Sergey Brin, who is the co-founder of Google, vowed in this video, vowed to thwart the rise of populism in the aftermath of the 2016 presidential election. He referred and compared Trump supporters to fascists, which is interesting considering that he, his company, manipulates algorithms in order to suppress conservative content and speech. And let's not forget, actually, that the co-chairman of Alphabet, which owns Google, and the former head of Google, Eric Schmidt, was praised by the New York Times as a digital mastermind for using their data, much like Cambridge Analytica did. But Eric Schmidt himself was credited by the New York Times of steering 5 million more votes to the Obama campaign when he ran against Mitt Romney. At the time, the press referred to that as digital mastermind. But now they basically were ganging up on Cambridge Analytica for doing the same thing. And so when you look at Google, from the top down, they are not only manipulating algorithms to suppress conservative content, but you and I have talked about this at length. If you Google Barack Obama, the top 10, or even Donald Trump, the top 10 search results that come up are all progressive partners of theirs, and they financially benefit from this algorithm arrangement. So you're going to find, you know, the New York Times, you're going to find the Washington Post, CNN, NBC, ABC, Rolling Stone magazine, Mother Jones. You're not going to find Fox. You're not going to find Wayne Allyn Root. You're not going to find ReaganBabe.com. None of those are going to exist within the first one or two search results or pages of search results. And so this manipulation of data, this usage of data, the manipulation of algorithms can influence voters. And this was admitted to by the co-founder in that he will fight the populism uprising that he was witness to in 2016. And that basically means defeat Trump and defeat his supporters.
It's just amazing how many people are arrayed against us everywhere. You know what's happening to my site right now? I've got actually three sites. I not only have Root for America, which is my political site, Megan, but I've also got a public speaking site where people can book me for speeches, and I've got a site, WayneRoots.com, where people can book me as a spokesman for major corporate events and things. And all three sites right now, if you go to them, have pornography there. Root for America is a porn site as we speak right now. And I called up the web security company that handles my stuff, and they got it back to Root for America 15 minutes ago, and a second ago I clicked on it, and it's back to porn again, and I can see on my screen that it's being attacked. There's all kinds of bad guys out there that are literally attacking my website and trying to take it down and substituting porn. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Amazing.
So sorry.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Hopefully there's no porn there. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. But Root for America is now a porn site officially. Megan Barth, thanks for coming on the show. We'll be right back on Newsmax.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local state.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.